Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina here. And Greg, offensive line, a position of strength for North Carolina football this season, or is it? Started out, plenty of depth, plenty of experience. The addition of Cam Dillard, the Florida grad transfer at center, has been huge. But injuries and attrition have taken a toll on that offensive front. Your take on Coach Kapilovic's job here in the next couple of weeks heading into Cal.
As you mentioned, Tommy, coming into camp, Coach Kapp probably thought that he had enough bodies to run up legit two deep, run 5x5. But now that we've gotten into about 2 weeks of camp, a couple starters have been banged up and have not been practicing. Then you've got Khalil Rogers, who is another graduate transfer from Southern Cal. He has since retired. And so when you've got three guys that you're expecting to be prominent factors into your two deep, not being able to practice for one reason or the other, that really kind of forces your hand, and you've got to get creative. And what Chris Kapilovic has done is he's been able to rotate some guys around. William Sweet and Charlie Heck are tackles that have played both positions. Jared Cohen, who some people may remember his name, played as a true freshman for North Carolina back in 2014. He left the program, and after a two-year absence, he is back as a walk-on. He is actually working with the first team right now. But the one guy that you mentioned, Tommy, Cam Dillard, he has been somewhat of a godsend for this offensive line. He's a veteran with about 19 starts under his belt as a Florida Gator. He's stepping in and really helping to solidify the middle of that line despite some of the injury and attrition that's affecting the team right now.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.